anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talkin' Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Dr. Katie Meyer,
here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi, and brought to you by Vitacraft. There's absolutely no better way to bond with your cats than with a treat, and I can tell you firsthand, Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is the way to go, because I can get my cats to do almost anything on that creamy paste that comes out of that tube, and they love it. Plus, there's no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. So, check it out at Vitacraft.us, also Walmart.com, or you can find it in pet stores. Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats have teamed up with us, Talkin' Pets, to give you 10% off by putting the word PETS in the promo box for your dog supplement treats at GoodPetsFoods.com. Check it out. Get 10% off, put the word PETS in the promo box, and you're good to go. But once again, we want to talk with you about your pets. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. The doctor is in the house, so call. This is Talkin' Pets.
There lived a man so long ago, his memories but faint. Was not admired, did not inspire, like president or saint. But people came from far and near with their afflicted pets for a special cure. They knew for sure wouldn't come from other vets. Whoa!
Fifth of a thong for your poor thick penguin. He's got a fever and his toes are blue. But if I think penguin, he will feel better in a day or two. Yule, 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 yule.
He's gone a little loopy, in case you haven't heard. Here's a couple penicillin for your sickly Arctic void.
No skeptic could explain just how, nor could one of three, but the wondrous deeds that went on in that little alpine hut.
Some would stand in silence while some just scratched their scalps
for the curious ways of the yodeling veterinarian of the Alps.
Whoa!
So I gotta ask you, Dr. Katie, my cat, well, like penguin poop, my cat is farting like crazy. And she is a little overweight because unless I stay in there in the mornings, I give them moist food in the mornings, they get the dry food at night. But when I put the moist food in, Piggy over here, my black cat Shadow, if I'm not keeping an eye on the dishes, she'll go around when the other cats walk away and eat everybody else's dishes. So what I started doing, tell me if I'm wrong, I started putting less moist food in their bowls, hoping that all three of them will finish it and there won't be anything to go back on and eat. But, because I do keep the dry food down for them, but they don't normally eat a lot of that. I mean, they do eat it, but not like moist food. They go crazy for the moist.
Well, it's better to feed them the canned food than the dry.
Especially as they get older, right?
Well, or no? Just in general, it's better.
They get more, what do they get out of the moist where they don't get, because I know I had heard, like, with the dry food, there's a lot of the nutrients and so on and so forth that are, like, kind of cooked out of it.
Right.
So,
For two reasons. Cats don't drink as much water as they should. So it's really helpful to give them canned food because they get higher moisture content in that food. So they get the water that they don't usually drink. The other reason, if you're trying to feed them natural, what looks more like a mouse? Dry kibble or canned food?
True. You know, I started putting dry food out on the porch for my stray buddy out there. Me and my neighbors call her Sunny. She's a cutie. I'm not going to bring her in, but I am going to get her spayed. Dr. Sue said that she would spay her for me.
Oh, that's nice.
And so we are, but I'm waiting for her last kitten to be adopted, or, you know, and I think I'm going to get her adopted. There's a couple of people that are interested. The other two kitties were run over by cars, sad to say, and my neighbor's car in the driveway, which he was going crazy, which I agreed because I was going crazy because they were so cute and adorable. And then the other one, which I fell in love with, I called her Blondie. She was so different than the other cat, like yellow, the orange cats. She was so different. She was like blonde. And you could tell she was going to have, like, not super long hair, but it was going to be longer than normal. And like a tabby, longer than that. And all of a sudden, I'm in my office working, and my neighbor calls me, and he's like, you know, there's kids in your front yard. I'm like, what? He's like, oh, they're on your porch and everywhere else in your yard. And sure enough, there were three kids. They grabbed Bondi and ran. And in my heart, I'm trying to believe that they're going to adopt Bondi and have a kitten, have a cat. But I fear, based on my knowledge of the stories that we always talk about on the show and in life itself, you know how kids can be, teenagers, you don't know what they're going to do. Which is sad, but then I also look at it, there's so many cats out there, more than dogs, that, you know, cats that just breed feral, and they survive out in the wild unless they're spayed or neutered, and you never know. I mean, their kittens disappear a lot because of hawks and eagles and, you know, rodents, and even will attack them, and so on and so forth. So, long story short, I still have the one out there, and I've gotten her associated, and thankfully to Vitacraft, the Lick and Lap, they go crazy for it. So they become my buddies now. So I'm able to pet them, touch them, get them near to me.
Good.
And so I've got the little kitten that way, too. So I think I found a home for her.
Good.
Well,
get Mom spayed soon, or she may have another litter.
Right. That's my fear.
Yep.
At what age can a feral cat or a cat in general, a kitten, can they become pregnant? And
sometimes 4 or 5 months.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 4 or 5 months old.
Young.
5 months, yeah.
That's why it's even important to get them with their siblings, because they'll start mating with their siblings if you don't get them spayed and neutered quick enough.
Well, I know the father is out there, and he's already been after the kitten, which is a female. And she's about 3 months now, going like three and a half months.
There's no reason. You really should snatch Mom and get her spayed right now.
Yeah, I need to.
Soon as possible.
I need to take her in.
Because she might be pregnant already. Usually once they stop nursing, they can go into heat again.
Well, I know when he comes around, what I see, I mean, it could happen anywhere, but when he comes around to her, she, like, fights him. She scratches at him, pushes him away, everything that she can do. But, so you're saying that once a mother cat stops feeding the young, that's when they go back into heat.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And they can be, they're what we call seasonally polyestrous, meaning cats here in Florida go into heat starting in the spring through the summer.
Is that with any kind of southern state where it's warm and hot, like even in San Diego or Texas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
Okay. But not that way up in the north, though.
It's been a long time since I've lived up there.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess they don't go into heat as many times as they can come into heat down here. Because they'll still be having litters of kittens in
all
October.
All year, I feel like, yeah.
Well, it drops off after Christmas.
Yeah.
For just a couple of months, from like January to April, we see less kittens.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. When a mother cat or a female cat is spayed, and she doesn't go into heat then?
Oh.
So does she attract male cats
No.
still? No. They
Well, she might for a little while after she's been spayed because the hormones are still there. They have to all metabolize out of her body. But it shouldn't be more than a few days.
Okay. A lot different than the human creatures.
Yes, I guess you could say that.
Yes. 818-818-6401. That's the number. If you've got a question or a comment, pick up the phone. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk to you about your pets. This is Talkin' Pets.
Whoa! Some would stand in silence while some just scratch their scalps for the curious ways of the yodeling veterinarian of the Alps.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
The PAM Rock Act is officially a Florida law that will protect against dog attacks. The bill was named after Pamela Rock, a 62-year-old mail carrier who was mauled by several dogs in Panama County nearly 3 years ago. It was one of the many bills that Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law last week. Rock's family made a continued push to legislators after the fatal incident to protect other workers from being attacked. Thank goodness the moment has arrived, Randy Rock, Pam's brother said. The PAM Rock Act is now Florida law. Talk about exciting and a sense of relief that all of our family's 2 years plus time spending making this happen. According to the bill, a dangerous dog is defined as one that seriously injures a person, and it requires an owner to keep these dogs securely confined. If the owners don't comply, the legislation would create a statewide registry of dangerous dogs, require owners of dangerous dogs to carry $100,000 in liability insurance, increase penalties for owners who dogs attack, enforce stricter confinement rules for all dogs, allow authorities to hold dogs during investigations, permit humane euthanasia of dogs responsible for severe injuries. According to the bill's sponsors, this act is bred neutral, meaning if it focuses on making all dog owners accountable for their pets' behaviors regardless of their breed. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Tonight, a mail carrier attacked on the job by
He says he couldn't believe what he was seeing.
Vicious dog. The video was posted on Facebook and it's now going viral.
The man who jumped into action to stop this brutal dog attack on a postal worker is sharing his story. O'Neill Colley was on his way home when
We do want to warn you, what you're about to see is graphic. 7XU News reporter Ali Hoxie.
I see a dog I stuck up for a smile. I stop a dog with a trash can. I, O'Neill Colley, don't run.
I see a little old lady
grooming her
and she's trying to help the pussy. Man, this looks so wrong. Jump out of the car and grab the trash can.
So once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. I told you there's a song for everything. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. But, you know, that would be a fear of mine.
This is actually a huge issue. So my husband works for FedEx, and one of his workers on Thursday just got bit by a dog. And, I mean, he was fine. It was like he got bit on the ankle, but he went and had to get a rabies shot and all of that. And I don't know what happened to the dog. I assume probably nothing. But he did. They get bit and chase, and you see videos all the time that people post that are funny of like their dogs, like the delivery man comes to deliver a package, the dog gets out and chases them, and it's fearful.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh haha, and they're like, oh sorry, my dog got out, and it's like, no, that's not okay.
Well,
like,
they think it's funny unless they're in that predicament where they're working for like UPS or FedEx or whatever, and they have to deliver a package to the front door.
Yeah.
That would open up a Pandora's box if more people had to do something like that.
I hear it all the time when I listen, because we talk on the phone, because he is delivering a lot of times. We are on the phone and I'll hear him go to the houses or whatever. And you hear these dogs bark and it's scary. Like, it's very, very scary to hear them. You can hear them jumping at the glass sometimes. You can hear them jumping out the window. And it's like, if one of them broke through, like, some of these dogs are really big and they would 100% attack him.
Well, I mean, and then that's the state of Florida that you were talking about that enacted those those laws. Maybe more cities and states across the country need to actually do something like that because, you got to be responsible for your dogs and what you have.
Keep your dogs on a leash, too. Like, I don't care if you think your dog is the friendliest dog in the entire world and would never hurt anybody. Put into a situation, or if they smell somebody that they just don't like, your dog 100% will bite somebody. 100%. And to think that your dog, out of all the dogs in all the world, won't be the one to bite somebody, your dog will, I 100% guarantee you, if put into the right situation. My dog is so friendly and so sweet. She's a little corgi. She's so cute. Loves everybody. If pushed into a corner, she 100% would bite me. And I stand by that.
Well, now based in our state where we produce the program from, but it's heard all over the place, that is being initiated. So I think people are going to start thinking twice. And I think more people, no matter if you're in Portland or you're in San Diego or you're in Philadelphia or wherever you're at, you need to kind of think about the fact because, you know, in this day and age, a lot of people are sue happy. So even if you don't have those laws, people are going to come after you if your dog attacks them.
And you want to protect your dog, too. Like, it's not just to protect other people. Like, people are not nice either. Like, your dog can get into bad situations where they are a good dog. And then you as the owner, are allowing your dog by not taking the proper responsibilities for them by putting them in a bad situation. Like, I had a dog, I'm walking my dog, that came running out in the middle of the road at me. I don't know if that dog's friendly. The guy came out and he was like, oh, she's so friendly. Like, she won't bite you. And it's like, my dog is not friendly to other dogs. Like, and they both growled at each other. Like, now you're putting me into a situation. You're putting your dog into a situation. Pushing my
dog
into
a situation.
But it's
like a catch-22 for deliverers, though, because, you know, if a UPS guy or a FedEx guy was delivering a package and there was a dog in the yard and then they threw the package into the yard and left, you can be sure that the company would hear about that.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
But meanwhile, they wouldn't do anything about their dog that's running free.
Mm-mm. Right. No.
You know,
yeah, they would complain. The person would complain and say, oh, they just threw it onto the other side of the fence. And the delivery driver will be like, oh, well, they had a dog out. And it's like, oh, my dog wanted to hurt you. And it's like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, how would we know that?
Yeah. There's got to be a situation. Some people may leave the dogs in the front yard because they don't want the package to be stolen.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, the deliverer doesn't want to go in your yard to deliver it because there's a dog in the yard.
You being a vet, I'm sure that people tell you all the time, like, oh, don't worry, my dog won't bite. And it's like, I'm sure your dog would bite.
How many times have you had that happen as a veterinarian? I mean, I know you can't give a specific number, but did you, like, when you're working with the dog, and I know cats can be kind of tough, you know, they'll scratch or bite too. But with dogs, like Lexi said, even though the parent said, oh, no, never bit anyone, but all of a sudden you're...
I never trust an owner. Mm-hmm. Never, no. Ever.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a good way to look at it because you don't know.
I'll just never forget one time I almost got bit. The owner didn't say anything, and the dog presented itself as being non-aggressive. So I started to kneel down because that usually works best if you're on the level with the dog as opposed to being above it. And the dog lunged at me at that point and snagged my scrub top and ripped my scrubs. And then the guy who owned it laughed and said, that's the third veterinarian my dog has bit.
Yeah.
And he laughed?
And he laughed.
Not a funny matter.
No, it's not.
And I said, I'm sorry, I can't help you.
You know, I hate to say it, but maybe if there is some kind of possibility of it, I mean, maybe it should become rule, maybe muzzles while they're in with the vet to get certain things done because you don't want to risk the bite.
Well, fear-free is a big thing in veterinary practices now, and I'd much rather work with the dog that is sedated and not as fearful and easier to handle. It makes life so much easier for everybody.
Yeah, and less cases of any kind of lawsuits or anything like that.
Than to wrangle them with a muzzle on.
Well, the number, 818-818-6401. Maybe you had that happen. Tell us a story. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out VitaCraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hey, everybody, Bob Page here, and welcome to another edition of Talking Pets Rewind. In this installment, John gives another listener advice on how to handle those tough kitty litter troubles.
Out to Helena, Montana, and Evelyn. Hey, Evelyn, thank you, darling.
When I'm frantic about this crazy little critter, I brought him in from the alley and got him fixed and cleaned up and gave him brand new haircut and everything because he was in a horrible state of affairs. They dumped him. Somebody left him, you know.
It's not a possum, is it?
Oh, no possum. He's my kitty cat.
Oh, okay.
He's a boy cat, and he's so sweet. And he's a paladoxin, what do you call it, what, the six toes?
Mm-hmm.
But we call them special.
Yeah, well, he is. He's so lovable. God, love him. I don't see how anybody could throw him away like they did. Anyway, I've had him a year now. Last winter, he was wonderful. He'd poo and pee in the poo pans, you know. All of a sudden, here it is. We're freezing our tutus off.
Your tutus.
Trying to be nice. But honestly, God, it's so cold and the snow is piling up, you know, and he insists on peeing and pooing out in that no, pardon my French. That's no. And he won't use the poop pan. Now, what is wrong with him? I'm frantic. I don't know what to do. I don't have to put him out every cotton pick in 20 minutes, you know?
One of the things, though, too, Evelyn, if he's used to going outside, which he's an outdoor cat.
He was when he was deserted.
So he's used to that out there, going outside.
I know, but he used the poop pan wonderful all last winter. And now all of a sudden he walks past it and wants outside. It makes me furious.
It's like you're going to have to retrain him again to be an indoor cat. And then once you get him trained to be an indoor cat again, you have to keep him as an indoor cat and not kind of renege and say, oh, poor kitty, and let him out again.
He raises, he yells, you know, meow, meow.
He's a very demanding cat, isn't
he? Yes, he is. He's a little stinker. You come back with a woo. And everybody said, they said, hey, that cat had been dead years ago if it had been in my house. I said, I can't do that. I brought that life home from the, you know, the animal shelter.
One of the things I want to state, too, is if a cat stops using the
litter box, it's the poo pen.
The poo pen. That's the new
poo pen.
But one of the things you want to do is make sure you keep the cat in the area of its litter box. And then as you see that the cat is starting to use the litter box again, then you can gradually let it have room at the house again. But what a lot of people do is they say, oh, my cat's pooing all over the house or peeing all over the house. And then they still let him run all over the house. You know, so if you don't have the cat restricted to the poo pen area, then you're going to have problems.
That really is some pretty good advice from John and professional trainer Maria Paez. But I got to be honest with you guys. Training calls like that make for a great Talking Pets show. But if you really want to be on one of the, you know, super cool Talking Pet Rewind installments, hey, just call up and say,
poo pen. The poo pen. To use the poo pen. Wonderful.
It's the poo pen.
The poo pen. That's the new
poo pen.
To the poo pen area.
A few too many times, and I'm sure I'll work you right in. We're Talking Pets Rewind. I'm Bob Page.
Penguins poop may be making Antarctica cloudier and helping mitigate the regional impacts of climate change. Gases emitted from the bird's guano are supplying key chemical ingredients to form the seeds of clouds, the tiny particles that clouds coalesce around, researchers report May 22nd in Communications Earth and Environment. What penguin guano primarily contributes to the equation is ammonia. Previous studies have found that gaseous ammonia in the atmosphere can combine with sulfuric acid emitted by marine plankton, phytoplankton, to form tiny particles called cloud condensation nuclei, the seeds of clouds. Those clouds may help cool the planet by reflecting more sunlight back into space. Researchers are keen to understand what drives climate and cloudiness over the Southern Ocean in Antarctica, which can have a powerful impact on global climate. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Katie Meyer.
Boy, I want to go potty! Oh, yeah. Toot, 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 I keep on farting. Ooh, ooh. Hurry, hurry, run to the bathroom. Ooh, ooh. Let's make a fun melody with our farts. Poopy, toot, toot, poopy, toot, toot, pee! Poopy, toot, toot, poopy, toot, toot, pee, poopy, 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 toot, toot, poopy, toot, toot, pee! Sorry, Pashy! Poopy, toot, toot, poopy, toot, toot, rumble, 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 rumble. Poopy, toot, toot, poopy, toot, toot, pee! Mouth! Toot, 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 I keep on tooting. Poop, poop. When I need to go potty. Poop, poop, poop. Sit on the toilet. Poopy, toot, toot, poopy, toot, toot, poop!
Gotta admit, it's a cute song. You got kids, Lex.
Yeah, my David think it's hilarious. The thing that my daughter, she's going to be 5 next month, and she has been saying skibbity toilet. It's driving me crazy. She also says yo and bro a lot. So that's what she says. But she came in the other morning, I was getting ready, and she comes in and she goes, I'm so scared. And I was like, why? She goes, because skibbity toilet's going to give me, which it's like a YouTuber, I guess, is the skibbity toilet. It's a dude. I don't know. I have no idea.
More
they sell
stuff
merchandise.
Social media.
Yeah, they sell merchandise with like a dude and his head's in the toilet and his name is. I have no idea. I've never really watched it. I don't know really what it's about, but. They love potty language, if you will. That's what she calls it if I say the word
maybe
poop.
Maybe you should watch what your daughter's watching.
The skibbity toilet. Yeah.
See what that's all about. But anyway.
Let the games begin.
Name this animal, and if you know what it is, we're going to send you out a prize. You can go with a dog book, cat book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Stick Treats for your cats. You can go with Good Pets Foods. They are supplement treats for your dogs. Also, you could go with socks for your chihuahua or small dog, or if you want to put them on a cat, we have those as well. And a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets, a CD from Gino Sasani. In Cold Blood, it's a music CD about reptiles. He's the artist. And you can also go, if you'd like, you can go with the frog pendant and earrings if you can tell us what creature makes this sound. Now. It kind of goes with a story that someone just read recently. 818-818-6401. If you know what creatures that is, give us a call, and it's more than one. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call, and you can get a prize. Pick up the phone and give us a call. You know, when I was telling you earlier that my cat that eats too much, basically everybody else's food, tends to get gas recently, and it's not pleasant. I could tell when she's doing it. Like, I don't hear it. Or I don't feel it. But boy, when she jumps on my lap and she lets it go, I'm like, oh, you just farted. So gastrointestinal disorders, there's like colitis, constipation, diarrhea, pancreatitis. Can you explain what colitis is? Because I heard about it in humans.
It's just an inflammation of the lower bowel, the large intestine, the colon. Yeah.
So, and that's treated with antibiotics or something, or no?
It depends. It can be anxiety that can cause it. So some dogs, you know, when they go to be boarded, things like that, they'll get diarrhea, probably just from anxiety and stress.
What about constipation? Could it be due to the food that you're feeding your
cat
or dog?
Of course.
So how would you, is there like something you can, humans take it? I mean, we take, You know what I mean.
For cats, cats get constipation as they get older. We see older cats with constipation. Miralax is great for older cats.
You can give them Miralax?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What about when you see a cat go number two and it's kind of like petrified?
That means they're getting dehydrated.
Well, okay.
Yeah, they need more water.
Well, I have like 3 fountains in my house. There's one in each bathroom. And I love the cat fountains because they love that kind of water coming out that way. And then I have this like flower fountain where it comes off the petals of the flowers.
That's cool.
Yeah, they like that one. That's probably their favorite, to be honest, which is kind of odd because usually they tie me down and I allow them to use one bathroom and the sink because I don't let my cats go on counters or tables or anything like that. But I do allow them to jump up on one sink and it's in the bathroom because they like me to turn the faucet on.
Yep.
So what is it with the cat? Is it just the movement of the water? Is it the sound? Or is it because it's cooler?
I think it's because it's cooler and fresher, I'm going to guess.
I was going to say, do your cats like ice? Because I've had cats
my chickens love ice.
Loved ice water. And I give my dog ice water. But my mom's dog won't drink ice water. She likes cold water from the fridge, but not ice in it. But my dog loves the ice water.
Speaking of ice, I mean, my chickens love to eat ice cubes.
That's interesting.
Not when they're big, like when they get to a point that they can swallow them, but they'll fight over them.
Really?
Because I put ice in their water bowls all the time to cool it down because it's so hot. And they wait for it to shrink, like an iceberg, you know, in the heat. And they will go crazy over it.
Take a picture of that.
I need
to. Take a video.
I need to, actually,
of them fighting over their ice cubes.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I need to take video of. I don't want to pull my darn phone out of my pocket, but I did the other day. I did take some chicken video. I'm going to post it on Facebook. But the other day, I think it was Sunday, I was doing yard work. Walked out to the chickens because I was out in the backyard doing, you know, mulching and everything. And as I looked at my 5-gallon water container that hangs from the top of their, you know, cage part of their coop, the water was gone. And I was like, what the heck? I thought maybe it was leaking. But they have a habit when they chase each other around, they keep bumping into it. And I knew it was low, so they must have just bumped all the water out. So I took a hose and I put some water, not into it, like permanently, like into the main part of it. I just put it around the outside of it so there was water for them to drink while I was doing my yard work. I never thought to look inside the hutch. And then when it was feeding time, I looked inside the hutch. And there was Kelly, my red chicken, sprawled out flat. And I was like, first thing that came into my mind was she didn't get enough water and she's dehydrated. And I took her out. I put her on. I cooled the with the hose and I made sure the water was cool. I cooled the brick that they were on so I wasn't putting her on a hot surface or a warm surface. And then I kept putting water on her from the hose and cooling her down and cooling her down. It was interesting because she eventually became reactive. Her head went up. Her eyes looked perfect. Like, no problem with the eyes. And I kept watching. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to take some of the hose water and put it in her beak. And then I started doing that. But then I also remembered that chickens can drown from too much water intake. So I backed off, and she did puke a little bit of the water out. But she became a little bit more, moving and so on and so forth. So once I felt that she was cool enough and everything, and I filled all the water, you know, back into the containers and everything for the other chickens as well, which went right to it, I put Kelly in the coop, and I just let her, I put new bedding down, and I just let her lay in there because it's under shade and everything from the palm trees and stuff. So I put her in there, and she was hydrated at this point, I believe, but she was all wet. And then the next day, I saw that she was a little mobile, but she was still having problems getting up on her feet. But she was doing it. By the second day, Kelly was back to normal. And, you know, I feared that she was too dehydrated. And even though she wasn't in a hot car or anything like that, chickens need water more than they need food. And that's a lesson to learn, is that even if they run out of food, they need water more than food. Or else
so
they will.
So do you.
That is true. Yeah. So
you can only go about 3 days without water before you'll...
Well, but for them, it's even less than that, apparently. But the thing is, the lesson is hydrate. Like Katie said, humans, animals, no matter what you have, in this hot weather, make sure you keep your pets hydrated or else you're going to find them like I did with the one chicken. But thankfully, she was okay. But I can't say that about all animals that you're going to find that way. So learn the lesson. Make sure their water is all good. This is Talkin' Pets.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever Creator Summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators and small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you'll lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com. www.cats.com.
The Humane World of Animals assisted the Clark County Sheriff's Office in the seizure of more than 160 roosters and hens from a suspected cockfighting operation in Clark County, Wisconsin. Around 9 a.m., law enforcement executed a search and seizure warrant on a residential property, uncovering disturbing conditions. Roosters were found isolated in individual cages, while dead chicks were scattered around the grounds. Many birds lacked access to food or water, and several suffered from severe injuries. One had no feet, and many were missing toes. Most of the roosters had been dubbed a painful procedure common in cockfighting, in which the birds' combs and wattles are cut off to reduce blood loss during fights. Humane World of Animals provided on-site support with animal handling, scene documentation, and expertise in identifying cockfighting paraphernalia. Evidence found on the property included sparring muffs used in training, a blood-stained transport box, and short knives designed to be strapped to roosters' legs to maximize injuries during fights. Cockfighting is violent, a tragic enterprise, said Laura Covola, Director of Animal Crimes and Investigations at Humane World for Animals. Along with the terrible suffering of the roosters who are forced to fight each other to death, organized crime impacts the entire community, often including children. We are deeply grateful to the Clark County Sheriff's Office for intervening in this situation. I would like to thank Humane World for Animals for all assistance with this case, added Clark County Sheriff Kerry Kern. Cockfighting is brutal, criminal industry driven by profit, gambling, and so-called entertainment. Roosters are forced to fight, often to death, suffering grievous injuries such as punctured lungs, broken bones, and gouged eyes. Even those who survive a match are left in agony only to be used again. The public health risks of cockfighting are also significant. These operations are often linked to the spread of highly pathogenic avian influenza, including H5N1. Gamefowl are typically kept in crowded conditions with no biosecurity, leaving them vulnerable to disease from wild birds and from exposure to blood during fights. Birds are also transported across the state lines with no regulatory oversight, including the risk of outbreaks. Due to the risk of disease transmission and the lack of placement options for roosters, all birds seized in this case were humanely euthanized. Despite the cruelty, public health risks, and ties to organized crime, including drug and weapons trafficking, pro-cockfighting advocates have launched a coordinated effort to weaken laws across the U.S. These groups hold rallies, raise funds, and donate to legislators in attempts to decriminalize cockfighting. Cockfighting remains a crime in every U.S. state and is a felony in 42 states. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and information and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
He's a chicken fighter. No, he's a rooster fighter. No, now he's a cockfighter. Yeah, that's what my uncle is. Now listen, down south where the gamecocks fight, some folks think it's a pure delight. To fight those chickens is against the law, but my Uncle Sammy is the best fighter of all. Now that's what they say about him. They say he's a champion down south. So I'm going to dedicate this song to all those cockfighting men. So just listen and hang on to this. I dedicate the song to the men of the game and to those noble roosters.
You know, I thought that was interesting that in all states it's illegal, and 42 of them is a felony. And so I thought that was interesting to know. I never knew that, actually. I knew cockfighting was, I guess, I knew in certain states it was illegal, but I didn't think all states. because you still hear of it happening quite a bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's a big gambling thing. And, you know, I've seen where they put those knives on roosters' legs and on their feet. And then they, because I had roosters, I ended up raising some from chicks that I can't keep. And I will tell you, they can be mean, very mean, especially if you touch one of their hens.
Drugs are illegal, too, but you still see that done all over the place.
True. That is true.
Just because something's illegal definitely does, if anything, it makes I feel like people want to do it more.
So the animal sound that we played, I want somebody to win. Speak of a creature in the Arctic, and they wear a tux.
Nope. It's not in the Arctic.
Antarctic.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. In the Antarctic, and they wear tux. What is it? Call 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, and you can be a winner. Pancreatitis.
Yes.
Can you explain what that is?
So your pancreas is a small organ attached to your small intestines that produces insulin. If you don't have insulin, you turn into a diabetic, but it also produces enzymes that we use to digest food. So pancreatitis is inflammation of that organ, and people and pets get really sick. It's very painful, causes vomiting.
So if you see, like, for instance, vomiting or in diarrhea and say there's traces of blood in it?
We don't see that very often with primary pancreatitis. Yeah, pancreatitis is usually loss of appetite, vomiting, abdominal pain, lethargy.
Blood in your vomit or stool is going to be more of like a GI tract issue, something
right,
with
not
that.
The pancreas.
Yeah, you're going to be bleeding maybe in your esophagus or your intestines, depending on what color it is. If it's lighter, it probably is more in your larger intestines. If it's darker, it's probably more in your smaller intestines.
So would you say that the older an animal gets, like dogs or cats, that they're more susceptible to a lot of things that we mentioned, and
yes,
like colitis and constipation and diarrhea,
yes,
and pancreatitis?
Yes.
So the age does matter. And if people have their animals on a poor food, could that cause some of these problems as well?
So pancreatitis, we're really not sure what causes it. We used to think that it was primarily related to poor diet, like getting into the garbage, eating a lot of table foods, lots of fat. But now we're not so sure. Sometimes it just happens, and we're really not sure why. But, of course, constipation and diarrhea, definitely diet-related.
Well, thanks for joining us in this hour. And the creature in the Antarctic was?
The penguin.
The very cute penguin. Hey, spay and neuter your pets. Help control that pet population. Tune into us same pet time, same pet channel every week. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye for now, and we will see you around again very soon. Bye for now.
The opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.